education versus knowledge. For humans, tragically, it is either knowledge or conflict. We come from warring tribes. Humanity has risen from war. That rise came from increasing levels of knowledge. The modern human has been around for 200,000 years. It is knowledge that we inherit and pass on that helps us grow up. If education is broken, then that precious knowledge that sets us apart from warring tribes becomes lost. The knowledge is hard won by many great beings, women and men who sacrificed for future generations. We are those generations, and we must honor the philosophers, all the humanity's greatest thinkers, by inheriting from them and becoming great beings too. To fail is to dishonor humanity's most beautiful hopes and dreams. It is to break countless hearts that date back thousands of years. We are not that kind of creature. We are noble and loving, exceptional, and infinitely intelligent. We must pay attention to the transfer of knowledge and wisdom between generations. We must help the children to the books. The schools are failing. Whatever it is that they are doing, disconnected facts and blurry memories are nothing. And they fail, and may actually cause harm. Schools are making people think they are not intelligent enough. But nothing could be further from the truth. Intelligent is exactly what we are. We each have great mental powers. Knowledge. Knowledge comes from books, from lives of other people. Of the top of our heads, we will only remember 10 books. When pressed, more than 1,000. If those books are not read, if we go through schools pretending to inherit knowledge, the global level of knowledge will drop. The human family will begin breaking up into smaller, equally misinformed groups. We will see a rise in nationalism, terrorism, constant tensions, threats, and protests. All these anomalies will be pointing away from world peace, our dignity, and our wisdom. Imagine 2 soldiers. Both are kids. Both were taught to kill each other by their teachers. All humans are equally intelligent. We are capable of indescribable love and infinite creativity and genius. Their deadly difference is in their knowledge. And not just what they have been made to believe, but also, and perhaps more importantly, the level, the height of their knowledge. The more we know, the more we grow, the closer we come together. If their nations granted them real knowledge, there would be no conflict, no dying, no killing. And not just books, but recitations of their best parts, works of Vonnegut, Whitman, Neruda, Defoe, Melville, Bukowski, Wittgenstein, Nietzsche, Kant, Rand, Bryson, Tyson, and Hitch. There would be no war. We've already had enough of war. Education stopped filling us with knowledge. Schools are pretending to teach now. Perhaps it has always been the case, but today they aren't even trying. What students learn, they learn on their own. Schools just provide the tests and entertainment. We are more than this. Even though the doctor may get their MD, there may not be a world to practice in. The threat of nuclear war has grown. In the past 50 years, the world lost 2/3 of its wildlife. Just because some percentage of students are learning, it does not mean that schools are working. It takes more than a doctor and a lawyer. It takes precisely 7,800,000,000 of well-educated and reasonably informed people. All it takes to get there is free access to audio versions of leading books where students can learn in privacy, in peace, and without the threat of shame. School is fake. It's not working. Fake education is tearing us apart, pushing the world further into an unsustainable fantasy. Let us help each other, please. Search the public domain for books that move you. Teach yourself to narrate them and share this beautiful art out of love and for peace and freedom and for all the future generations to come. Let us bring the levels of knowledge up to where they should be. We are better than this. We are smarter than this. We are greater than this. School and education are cold and heartless words. It is love of life and love of wisdom and love of knowing and love of finding things out and love of the universe we live in. Let us stop pretending that education is enough. Knowledge. We must learn to stand in relentless pursuit of knowledge. Our greatest adventure, at our own pace and in our own sequence. Education can make a doctor, but it is knowledge and wisdom that makes a great being. Let us help the little ones to knowledge and wisdom, so that their children are born into a kinder and more compassionate and peaceful world, a world most worthy of them. Let us begin by reading, narrating, or listening to world's most beloved nonfiction and adventure books. For in the absence of real education, we become the teachers.